You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Very interesting midrash is brought that let's say you're passing by a site and then you see a very, very beautiful, beautiful house. It has a very, very tiny light in there. So what kind of impression you get when you see such a house and a little light?
Somebody's there.
But no, would you expect like a chandelier from Italy or Czechoslovakia? Yeah? That's what they have good chandelier. Huh?
Small light bulb from China.
From China, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Or a candle.
No, but what's your impression?
Somebody's
using Torah. The impression is that. So why don't you, they have LED, you know, why isn't just a little bit of light?
When you see the house in the evening or in the morning?
In the evening.
Oh, then they are sleeping.
How about during the day?
You don't see any light from the house.
You just go close to the house to see, you know, this beautiful house, the architecture and so on. You see, nobody light there. So now here, the point of the midrash here is that when Hashem said, light the menorah in my house, does he need the light in the house? Does he need it?
No.
So why he says, light the menorah there? That's the whole question that Midrash brings.
Shekhinah? Yeah.
Shekhinah needs the menorah?
The light is the Shekhinah.
They see the Shekhinah, they see the fire comes from Shammai. What is the little light is doing there? You know, seven little bitty light. Who sees this? Every time that would bring the sacrifice, they would see fire comes from Shammai.
In a little light, in the darkness, it shows the whole thing. Takes over the whole thing.
Fine, but what's the purpose to have such a light?
Our effort.
Beautiful, very nice. So now the Midrash explains a very interesting thing. The Midrash says, if you look at your eyes, I mean, you cannot look at your eyes, but you know,
in the mirror?
Yeah, you can use a mirror, that's okay. So now, which part of the eye you are able to see from?
The little tiny part.
The white part or the black part?
The white part.
No.
The center of black part.
The center. We have to experiment it today. The dark part.
Ah, the black part.
Yes.
Ah, the black part. So now here the question. Baruch Hashem, you have, you know, all the part covered, the science, you know. Medicine, politics. Chemistry, politics. So now the question of the Midrash is that why Hashem programmed our eyes to be able to see from the dark part, not from the white. Which part is bigger anyway? The black part or the color people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The black one is bigger.
No, the white one.
which
ain't there Sean Bad Washington so often? You take it to clean it.
So the black part is smaller than the white part.
Something.
Fine. Okay. I'm sorry.
In the darkness, you could even see light.
Ah, beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. So now the Midrash explains that the Ribono Shel Olam has a message for us that actually, when everything is white, comfortable, smooth, easy, you're not able to see me. But when it becomes dark, then you can see me. Yeah. When it becomes dark, then you see me, you see my heart. When things are easy, smooth, comfortable, you're not able to see me. But when it becomes dark and hard, so then you see, look at the hand of Hashem. Look at the hand of Hashem. Happened to be a story about someone that, Lanim Alechem, not for anyone, went to China with his friend. So now, there's a place like Magic Mountain, like in China, roller coaster that they have. So he goes with his friend, and then his friend tells him, you know, let's get in. Get on the roller coaster. He says, no. I said, what do you mean? He said, no. I said, let's go together. I said, no. I said, what do you mean? You were in England, and then you got in the roller coaster. You're coming down here, you don't want to get in the roller coaster. Over there was even bigger. So he said, you know, it's a big difference. You know, the English people, Hashem Yerachem, you know, how, it's very interesting. Have you seen the guard in England?
Yes.
They stand all day, they don't move like statues.
Yes.
How do they do this? Huh? How are you doing this? You know, you think it's a statue. You know, say in England, you know, they discipline, they inspect, you can trust the roller coaster. But in China, you don't know how many screws you put in there. You know, these workers, you cannot trust them. You don't know. You know how, you know, they build this thing, you know. Maybe it looked like a roller coaster, but it's not a roller coaster. Here, you know, sometimes we have a little bit tanazor, they call it. You know, we become real shaky. You know, what's going on? What's happening? Why should, you know, things turn out like this? Why we feel that way? Because we feel this olam is China made. But if you know this is English style made. It's made by Ribono Shel Olam. Ribono Shel Olam didn't, you know, miss a screw there. Everything is in program. It's program, very precise core program. That means Chas v'Shalom, you cannot have any doubts that what goes wrong. The hand of Hashem is there. Hashem is controlling everything. And that's what the message of our door, our generation, that exactly we're getting closer and closer to Biat Gol Sedach Bekarov. And we have to stay very, very strong. And that's what exactly the message of the Midrash is. You're only able to see from the dark side of your eye. Why? Because when the time becomes closer and closer to time of Mashiach, then there will be lots of tahavon. Things gonna go. It's very interesting. You know, look at the news. One single person moves from to the other side, the whole status of country changes. One single person. You know what that is? One single people went the other side. That's it. So that's what exactly you have to be aware and chazak and chas v'shalom, don't let any doubts in your system. And b'zad Hashem, we're going to see lots of yeshuot.
Amen.
And lots of nachad and semachot. B'zad Hashem, b'karov. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.